The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 28, verses 11 to 15. It is page 237 in the New Testament. Today's words are from Acts chapter 28, verses 11 to 15. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we set sail and arrived at Rhegium, and the next day the south wind came up, and on the following day we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers and sisters who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. The brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the three taverns to meet us. And at the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. Amen. Our song, Kagopa, has the power to move the heart of a person who listens to the song, even if that person is not someone who is living as a foreigner after leaving his or her hometown. It is probably because it stirs up yearnings about one's youth that one had forgotten about. The lyric to this famous song, Kagopa, was written by the lyricist Yun Sang in 1932 at the age of 29. And when a year later, in 1922, Kim Dong-jin composed a song to the lyrics, he was only 20 years old. Kim Dong-jin, who as a young man encountered Western music for the first time at this peninsula 85 years ago, didn't just imitate Western music. He expressed our voice and emotions with the help of Western melodies. And for this reason, the melody of the song Kagopa, along with its lyrics, trigger our nostalgia, transcending time and space. My home, the southern sea, I can see its blue waters. Would I forget, even in my dreams, the calm sea of my home? Even now, those water birds will be flying. I want to go, to go. I miss my childhood friends. Where would I forget them? My hometown playmates. What would they all be doing today? I want to see them, to see them. Those water birds, my friends, they're all at home. And yet how did I come to live so far away from them? Shall I shake off all and return, return? Go and live together with them, like the olden days. Dress my heart in colorful clothes and laugh, and live in laughter. Let's go in search. Go in search for that day, the time when there were no tears. The last verse of this song, which pines for one's childhood, leaves a long lingering impact in our hearts. The time when there were no tears. Why would a 29-year-old young man, Yun Sang, wrote such a lyric? Why would a 20-year-old Kim Dong-jin add such a melancholy melody to this verse? It is because already at the young age of 29 and age 20, their lives were not free of tears. At that young age, it was probably difficult to endure each day without tears. It was the time of Japanese occupation. How could a young man of a colony which is being exploited stand to live even a day without tears? On the other hand, how was it possible for their childhood to have been the time when there were no tears? It is because their parents, in order to protect and be responsible for their young children, lived a life of tears for them. even if their pride were hurt, even if it was hard on their bodies, their parents swallowed all kinds of troubles and trials and lived a life worthy of tears for them. And they could enjoy the worry-free, tear-free childhood as much as they wanted. And so Yun Sang with his lyrics and Kim Dong Jin with his melodies sang with such yearning to go in search of that time when there were no tears. But if you sing with such a yearning, could you really go find that time when there were no tears? It's impossible. Why? Because the parents are old and they can't live a tearful life for them. Even if parents could continue to live a life that brings tears for the sake of their children, there are piles of problems that face their children who left behind their childhood, which cannot be solved with tears of parents. Even more, when parents age, children now must live a life that brings up tears for their elderly parents. Yun Sang and Kim Dong Jin, both young men, probably married and had children. Their children also would have been blessed with a tear-free childhood life. But once their children grew up, they would have sung "Let's Search for That Time When There Were No Tears" and lived lives that brought up tears. And they, who had lived lives worthy of tears for them, passed away from this world forever in 1982 in case of Yun Sang and 2009 in case of Kim Dong Jin. This is life. Except in special cases, people who are born in this world spend a childhood without tears because their parents live lives that bring tears for them. But once their child is over, a person lives lives that life that brings tears day after day until they die. Right now, this is not the time of Japanese occupation. But once a person leaves behind childhood and starts school, the life that brings tears began. Could a parent replace each day worthy of tears of a student before facing a college entrance examination with the parent's tears? Could parents substitute a tearful life of a young person who must endure all kinds of troubles in this wilderness-like world with their tears? On the contrary, when the time comes, a young man's life, worthy of tears, will come to include the burden of caring for his or her elderly parents. But that does not mean that the tearful lives of their parents end. A person lives a life worthy of tears, his or her whole life, and yet cannot solve anything with tears. That is why a man, being a finite being, cannot be but always a tragic being. Yesterday was a children's day and tomorrow is parents' day. And today is Family Sunday. Young parents probably did their best for their children yesterday, despite their lives that brings tears. But with doing that, assure that their children's lives can continue their whole lives without tears. The grown-up children on the parents' day, which will come 2 days later, will express their gratitude to their elderly parents. But would that alone be sufficient to make up for the lives of their parents, which are worthy of tears? Could the tears of children newly generate the bodies of their elderly parents that decline day by day? Therefore, the family Sunday of Christians must be different from that of the people in the world. Is God, who will wipe away tears from our children's eyes their whole lives, who will cry in their place their whole lives, the Father of our children? Is God, who will forever wipe away the tears that our parents shed their whole lives? God, who will forever take care of our parents when their breathing stop? Is that God, the Father of our families? In this way, the family Sunday of Christians must be a day on which the entire family confirms whether this God is the Father and the Master of our families. It is only when God is the Father of our families that we can enjoy the absolute happiness and peace that come from Father God, despite our lives that bring tears to our eyes. It is only when God is the Father of our families that our families can expand beyond the wall of familial relations into the world. In the fall, which is presumed to have been 60 AD, Paul started out for Caesarea towards Rome on the Adramyttian ship as a prisoner on trial who has appealed to the emperor. But due to the continuous storms at sea, in particular the deadly northeaster that forced him to spend 3 months of winter at Malta Island, Paul arrived at last at the outer port of Puteoli, which was an outer port of Rome, the following spring. From there, Rome was 220 kilometers away. We can imagine how Paul's heart must have been beating upon coming so close to his final life's destination, Rome. Ordinarily, Paul would have probably started walking towards Rome as soon as he stepped onto Puteoli. But the local Christians came to see him when they heard the news that Paul had come on shore at Puteoli. That Paul had written the letter of Romans in Corinth during his third mission trip. Wouldn't Christians of Puteoli, who were living at the Puteoli, located near Rome, also gotten to know about the grace-filled Romans? So when they heard the news that Apostle Paul, the writer of that letter, was on shore, they were deeply moved and went at once to meet him. And they asked Paul to stay at Puteoli even for a short while. They probably had a lot of questions for this great Apostle Paul and a lot of things they wanted to hear about from him. But Paul could not decide his own schedule. His schedule was in the hands of Julius, the centurion, who was in charge of escorting Paul, a prisoner waiting for trial. According to verse 14 of today's text, surprisingly, the centurion permitted Paul to stay no less than 7 days with the Christians of Puteoli. According to chapter 27, verse 3 of the Acts, when the Adramitian ship that Paul was on stopped by at Sidon, the centurion had also permitted Paul to care for the Christians there. However, this was permitted only for the time that the ship was at port to load and unload cargoes. There was no issue with the duration of the journey, even if Paul were to spend time caring for the Christians at Sidon. But this time, the situation was completely different. Puteoli was not a stopping point. It was the final destination. Furthermore, Centurion Julius was carrying out the order of Governor Festus. His job was to escort Paul to Rome. The centurion who was delayed for 3 months because he had to spend 3 months of winter at Malta Island due to the northeaster had to hurry to make up for lost time as soon as possible. If the centurion were to permit Paul to spend time with Christians at Puteoli, his mission would be delayed by that much, and this could be regarded as a serious mishandling of his mission. But even so, the centurion allowed Paul to stay for not 1 or 2 days, but 7 days. It's difficult to understand why he would have done so based on our common sense. And Paul, who was the recipient of this goodwill gesture of the centurion, probably thanked him but did not understand at once why the centurion gave such radical permission. During his 7-day stay at Puteoli, Paul didn't stay at an inn. And needless to say, he probably stayed at a home of one of the Christians. Perhaps for 7 days, he went to stay at different Christians' homes. At that time, all churches were home churches. Without a separate sanctuary building, Christians got together at somebody's house to worship. At the home where Paul was staying at Puteoli, all of the Christians in that area probably came together. They would have praised and prayed together, asked questions to Paul, and listened to what he had to say. The family at which they had gathered with Paul was the church. The master of that family was Father God. Within Father God, everyone who had gathered at that home was family. On that day, the family of that home went beyond the wall of familial relations and expanded to include all Christians who were at Puteoli. They who were living difficult lives would have felt the hands of Father God, who wiped away their tears from their eyes through the words of God being delivered by Paul. They would have confirmed the generous love of Father God who cried for them on the cross, who would plant them in eternity with all of his heart and soul. And being strengthened by that Father God, they would have been able to walk their often tearful paths of life with firm steps. Paul also was not an exception. Paul's journey that crossed the Mediterranean Sea, which started out in Caesarea, ended in Puteoli, was a journey worthy of tears. He suffered from large and small storms, from deadly northeaster, and there was not a day when he could rest with ease. The sea voyage across the Mediterranean Sea was a miniature representation of Paul's life's journey. From the time Paul was called by the Lord on his way to Damascus until the time he entered his old age, the 30 years of his life journey was a continuation of a journey that was worthy of tears. Before entering his life's final destination, Rome, Paul stayed at the homes of faith which had its Father God for 7 days as he prayed and praise God with sisters and brothers in faith at those homes, whose father was Father God. Wouldn't Father God have wiped away Paul's tears, the tears of Paul who had worked so hard? As he shared the words of God in those homes of faith with brothers and sisters in faith, wouldn't the inner person of Paul, although he was nearing the end of his life, become stronger with the words of God? And at last, 7 days later, Paul left for Rome. This is from the first half of the verse 15 of today's text. The brothers and sisters there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. The brothers and sisters in this verse refers to the Christians of Rome. Christians of Rome had come as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to greet Paul. The Forum of Appius, which is located on the wide road to Rome, originating from the southern Italy, is at a point 65 kilometers away from Rome. And the Three Taverns was located 50 kilometers from Rome. Christians of Rome had divided into two groups and walked 2 days and 3 days, respectively, to get to the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to greet Paul. This is the latter half of verse 15. At the sight of these people, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. If we were Paul, who was unexpectedly greeted by Roman Christians at an unexpected place, what would we have done? Wouldn't we have first thanked the Christians of Rome who had traveled so far to greet us? But when Paul saw them, he first thanked God and was encouraged. The moment Paul received the unexpected welcome from Roman Christians, he understood at last why the centurion, in an exceptional gesture, had permitted him to stay at Puteoli for 7 days. If Paul had stayed at Puteoli for only a day or two or 3 days and started out for Rome, he would have entered Rome without anyone greeting him in solitariness. But Paul stayed at Puteoli for 7 days, and the distance from Puteoli to Rome was 220 kilometers. For a healthy young man, it was a way that would have taken about 6 days on foot. And for general others, 7 days, and for an older person, even more days on foot. During the time that Paul arrived at Puteoli and stayed for 7 days, somebody had walked 220 kilometers to Rome and delivered news about Paul to Christians at Rome. Roman Christians were moved by the news, made two welcoming groups, and walked to the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns, which were away 65 kilometers and 50 kilometers respectively from Rome. And Paul, walking to Rome from Puteoli, met them precisely at those two places. It was to allow Paul to have these meetings that God, transcending time and space, had made the centurion give his radical permission for Paul to stay at Puteoli for no less than 7 days. To Paul, who clearly realized this fact, the Christians of Rome who had come to greet him were not just people. They were words spoken by God to Paul. While Paul was shut up in the prison at Roman Fort in Jerusalem, didn't God say this to Paul? This is from Acts chapter 23, verse 11. Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome. That God has sent Christians of Rome as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to welcome Paul, who are entering Rome for him, with uplifted arms. And Father God was newly promising Paul his Hyperetus and Martyrs, that even if tearful life were to continue at Rome for him, even if he were to shed the blood of a martyr for the sake of his gospel, God would wipe them away with his precious blood on the cross. And Paul thanked God and was encouraged. At the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns, Paul and Christians of Rome made up the church where Father God was the Father, the most beautiful family ever. They all walked the way of Appius towards Rome. The Appius Way was famous as the road on which the Rome's generals held victory parades. Now, Paul, as a prisoner on trial, is walking down this Appius Way among the centurion and his subordinates. Even if Roman Christians were trailing behind them, in the eyes of Romans who were going back and forth on this Appius Way, Paul, who was old and who looked shabby, would surely have looked like a prisoner, far from being a victorious general. But before Father God, who had called Paul, Paul was surely a victorious general. Step by step, as Paul was nearing Rome, the time that Romans would form a great faith family in Father God, who would wipe away the tears of Romans, was approaching. There is a longtime friend whom I love. He went into business for himself when he was young and made great fortunes. But before the furious change in the global scene that were like deadly Northeaster, he twice lost his entire wealth. But he is someone who made a comeback after that, somebody with a gentle and yet strong character. During the long years that I shared friendship with him, I have never once seen him cry. Now, life itself is worthy of tears, and given that he had lost his entire world twice, why wouldn't there have been events that brought tears to his eyes? There probably were countless times that he cried without anyone knowing about it, or cried inside. But at least in front of me, he had never cried. But this friend recently shed tears before me. As he was telling me about his child past the age of 30, who is causing a lot of heartaches, he suddenly stopped talking and tears started to flow. I, who had seen him cry for the first time, also really felt for him. I told him how to find the Bible app in a smartphone and told him to read Psalms daily in the morning and in the evening or listen to them in speaker mode. I said so because only Father God could caress his heart and wipe away his tears. It is only when God becomes a father that my friend's house, which is built with bricks, can be established as a loving home in faith. How are our families? Do we have God as the father of our families? Only Father God, even after the parents leave the world, can wipe away tears from the eyes of their children, who will continue to live in this difficult world. Only Father God can hold the tearful lives of parents in eternal embrace, which cannot be made up by the tears of their children. Only God is our Father who has cried for us on the cross in order to make us live forever. That God, the Father, will plant our families with all of his heart and soul as true homes of faith. And in that Father God, our families will go beyond the walls of familial relations and expand more and more to include the world. Let us pray. Father God, all of us, regardless of who we are, long for childhood days when there were no tears, because life itself is worth of tears for us, the sinners. But with our tears, we cannot take care of our children's lives or our parents' lives. Even if we were to cry every day, we cannot resolve anything of importance in our lives. On this Family Sunday, thank you for allowing us to examine each of our families. Please forgive our foolishness in having forgotten that you are the Father of our homes. Now we entrust our families wholly in your hands. May you wipe the tears from our children's eyes and hold our parents' lives worthy of tears in your eternal embrace. In the same way that you encouraged Paul at Appius Way and the three taverns through Christians at Rome, allow our families to be encouraged by each other through you. May our homes, through you, who establish them as families of faith, transcend the walls of familial relations and more expand towards the world. I offer this prayer to you, the Father of our families, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.